Bike fans jam the public roadways where the Tour de France passes, a different route every year, but the racers sweep by in seconds and then they're gone. Probably the best place to watch the race is from one of the team cars that follow the racers, often very close behind, traveling in order according to how well their riders are doing. From Grenoble, reporter Sadie Babbitts has this account of how she got to ride along.
Think of the team car as the top secret war room for cycling strategy. Coach Herminio Diaz-Zapala sits behind the wheel of a bright blue Audi, the team car for Liberty Seguros Worth. On most days, he's behind the whole team, but on this day, he follows only one rider for the time trial, a younger member of the team. Zapala pops the glove box open, revealing the controls for radios and a TV. He flips a few switches and the team radio turns on. A fuzzy TV monitor mounted in the middle of the dashboard shows a cyclist already on the course. Technology has become prevalent over the years and it's now crucial to race strategy. As the rider sprints from the start, Zapala shoves the car into gear, tucking in right behind him. Zapala himself raced for 13 years, so when he grabs the handheld radio, he becomes a serious cheerleader. For the next 25 minutes, he never lets up. On top of the car are extra bikes in case someone crashes or their bike breaks. Inside, the car is packed with equipment and people. Everyone sitting in this car has to be ready to help. Fabio Selvig, who directs the team sponsorship, sits in the back seat holding extra wheels. He says it's critical to have a mechanic in the car.
There's always a mechanic in the team car following the riders in case the rider flats, the rider pulls off to the right, the car parks as close as it can to him. The mechanic jumps out and he either has a rear or a front wheel in each hand, ready to replace it, or they just take a bike off the roof, give it to the rider, and give him a big push and send him on his way again.
The team mechanic can also do major repairs while leaning outside a moving car, speeding alongside the rider, sometimes more than 40 miles an hour. As Coach Zapala whips the car through a roundabout, he spots another rider. He's positive his guy can catch him by dropping a gear. And Selvig says Zapala is coaching the rider to use the crowd to his advantage.
Just stay left because the wind is coming from the left. The closer he is to the left, the more the spectators can block the way.
The guidance pays off. The Liberty Seguros rider slides past the other cyclist, and Zapala steps on the gas to keep up. The finish line comes into view, and Zapala shouts for a final all-out effort.
Go, we're doing a very good job. Trust yourself to go as hard as you can to the finish line. You can do this.
Zapala ducks the car down a side road and stops. Using time checks along the route and the team radio, everyone tries to figure out where the team cyclist placed.
His time was about 22:30 overall. He made up 24 seconds in the last half of the race, in the last 4 miles or so.
The young cyclist did better than expected, but he's still not in contention for the yellow jersey. The Liberty Seguros as a whole ranks somewhere in the middle of the pack as the tour heads into its second week. As the blue Audi drops behind other team cars, they'll remain in the war room, plotting for the long days ahead. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.